Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Standline Tuesday on Twitter also, at TNT Radio Empire. Some lovely ladies up there already. And Dead Poets, Jerry Sloan passed away, right?
Some of the players, some of the 51 players that had Jerry Sloan include, but are not limited to, Groomed Box.
Right.
It's My First Time gets a hit, as does Jack Hanna's, you know, Jesus H. Christ gets a hit.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Sucks, play some Blackout.
Yes, she does.
I get the little girl. I was reading a piece yesterday. About what
was the little girl's? What is the little girl's blackout? What'd you put that under? I forgot about Doc Mina's kid.
Oh, Dr. Mina's kid.
What'd you like?
I think it's under Jim Sucks Play Blackout.
Okay. Right, go ahead, Todd.
Oh, a piece about what makes a good manager. And Jim fit all the criteria up until it said a good boss lets you play blackout.
Right.
Mm. Jim Sucks Play Blackout.
Yeah.
So he checked all the boxes except for that one.
Yep.
You want to be a good boss, you got to play Blackout.
Josh Blue's Party Mice gets a hit.
Oh, Josh.
As does Loretta Swit. Marv Albert's Panties.
Oh.
Mustache yes. Ride and Payne Stewart's Autopilot.
Oh, man.
Too soon.
Now, the Marv Albert we saw in The Last Dance was pre-panties on his face, right?
Yeah, it would have been.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been, yeah.
Because that was early 2000s?
Yeah, the panties thing was early 2000s, right, yeah.
Yes.
So we talked about the band Journey and how they had a couple of guys in the band say they wanted to take it over, and there was a... So they ended up getting kicked out of Journey.
Yeah, the bass player and the drummer.
The bass player and the drummer. So did you see who Journey picked up as the new bass player?
No.
Former American Idol judge.
Oh, yeah.
Randy Jackson.
Well, he played with him before.
Right.
For an album, yeah.
Yeah, he's
yeah
in,
so they brought him back.
I'll Be All Right Without You. He's in the video for that. He's got, like, tights on, a mohawk.
Nice.
It's crazy. It's great. I love that song.
Yeah, the Raised on Radio
album.
Raised
on Radio album. He was on that, right? And he toured with him that year, too.
Right.
Really?
So
playing
one of the, yeah.
Come back?
One
cool.
of the guys
yeah.
that he's replacing, he replaced the same guy then.
Ross Valerie, I think,
yeah.
is the bass player's name.
Exactly.
Journey. God. I won't remember what my wife tells me, and I just rang off the bass player for Journey.
The whole,
I mean,
lineup
whole lineup
of the band.
Ross Valerie just rolled right off my tongue.
The one guy you don't know his name is the Asian Steve Perry.
Yeah, you're right. It's Asian Steve Perry.
Because that's why we call him Asian Steve Perry.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, in Asia, they call him Asian Steve Perry, too. He's not Steve Perry there.
No,
mm-hmm.
no.
That's where that rule comes into effect right there.
You're no Steve Perry.
Yeah, but they don't distinguish American Steve Perry. They just say
Steve Perry. Exactly right.
Did you see the story about the white woman in New York Central Park?
What? Yeah, I haven't seen the video yet.
Yeah.
Why'd she apologize? Well, she should apologize.
There was a black man
there. She's
racist,
right? Yeah, yeah.
There was a black man there doing some bird watching.
Yeah, they have them in, there's black people in New York City.
Well, and there's birds.
And birds,
there too.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
birds, right?
They have those too.
Yeah,
yeah, but that's unusual.
Why?
Are you going with the stereotype?
Yeah,
here?
I'm going with the stereotype. Most bird watchers are white.
Well, probably. Well,
and old.
Well, almost anything are white because it's the majority of people.
Thank you.
So
just the numbers.
Yeah.
bird watching sounds.
He said to her, he said he asked if she would put her dog on a leash.
Yeah.
As you're supposed to do,
right,
to follow the rules.
Yeah.
And so she called the cops and said that someone was threatening her life.
Oh, God. Some Karen?
Yeah. Yeah, cell phone video of the incident shows the woman frantically calling police, claiming her life was being threatened by a black man.
Man.
What did she say? Because it was described as a racist verbal attack.
Well, he was doing no such thing. The man was bird watching, just asked her to follow the park rules. Apparently, she worked for the investment firm Franklin Templeton.
Oh, man.
They say, no, we do not condone racism of any kind. The woman later posted an apology online and has returned the dog to the rescue shelter where she got it in the first place.
What's that to do with anything?
Well, because she because she wasn't following the rules with the dog. You got to keep the dog on a leash. The dog was not on a leash. She can't handle the dog, so the dog's going back to the rescue shelter.
Back to the kill shelter. Yeah.
This might be a rescue shelter.
He thought he was free. Ah, damn it. Just because some bitch doesn't put a leash on me, I got to go back?
But if you hang around Central Park long enough and you look in the right places, you will see some great tits.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sure you will. Right?
That's usually what I look for when I go to Central Park.
As opposed to birds?
When you're bird watching.
Right? Oh, those are birds.
No, they are birds.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Jeez,
so I ran into a tree.
Where are you?
he's just not saying. you think he just said that out loud?
Sometimes I forget we're broadcasting. Yeah.
You did there. You're thinking, no, Todd couldn't say that the other way around. The other way around, he could not say that.
You really should get that check today, Nick. I think there's a head in there.
Gray was the
keyword. I can only say great tits. In the context of watching birds.
Great tits.
Yeah. No, it's great.
No, it is great.
Yeah, it is a great tit. And they're blue tits, too, but they're a little more rare.
Head injuries are nothing to mess with.
I guess they're not.
Go see a doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah, have you gone through the concussion protocol?
Yeah, this morning.
No, I finished working on the lawn. It was Sunday.
Yeah, I think it's still affecting you.
Yeah.
I think it might be. If not, it gives me an excuse just to be as dumb as I normally am.
There you go.
Yeah. So that lady gets home from her walk, and she has a husband. How was your walk? Well, I don't have a job or a dog anymore. Other than that, it was fine.
Racist bitch.
So they took the dog away.
Well, she at least forfeited the dog. I don't know that they took the dog
last night.
Well, keep your dog on a leash and stop being a racist.
Do the first one first. Do the racist part first, and the second one, keep your dog on a leash.
Was the dog black?
Yep.
Okay. No word.
No.
No, I'm looking at a picture. Looks like a spaniel of some sort or something. I don't know.
Yeah, the dog's white.
That dog's picked up today. You know, anytime a dog gets famous, they get adopted. So that dog will be adopted.
Yeah. Oh, you were the unleashed one with the racist chick.
Right.
I'll adopt you.
This is not great. The World Health Organization's emergency chief, Dr. Michael Ryan.
What does he know?
Is warning the first wave of coronavirus could include a second peak.
Oh, yeah, now.
No. Oh. Not the second wave, not the next wave of coronavirus expecting. The first wave could have a second peak.
You know, what you know, though? I talked to my cousin, and he's allowed to have his own opinion. And he was pissing in a pool this weekend in the Ozarks.
And he's fine.
Yeah. Whatever. We're opening up everything, man. It is what it is now. I don't know what to tell you. I'm trying to stay safe, trying to keep the family safe. You know, but it is what it is. And it's just crazy. It's crazy.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Alcohol sales are on the rise.
Yes. Alcoholism is too.
Weekly beer and liquor sales with product consumed at home are up.
Yep.
Beer brands doing the best? Corona.
Oh, really?
Several other Mexican lagers, along with American brands Busch Light, Michelob Ultra, Miller Lite, Coors Light.
But it's hard to find a Corona in Mexico.
Well, they don't make them.
Plenty here.
They don't make Mexican Corona in Mexico. They make American Corona in Mexico.
Yeah.
Well, beer in general is difficult to find in Mexico.
Well, because they're not making beer for the Mexican market. They're making beer in Mexico for the American market, period.
And their cases are way up, too. Mexico's getting COVID big time.
Yeah.
I saw the story last night.
So, and our, you know, and as we mentioned last week, the craft beers aren't doing well.
Yeah.
It's the old domestic brands that we're familiar with.
Because you can't drink 15
Busch Light, Michelob Ultra, Miller Lite, Coors Light, Michelob Ultra sales up 59%.
Yeah, you're going to drink 15 beers.
Sales of spirits like tequila at over 100% increase.
Got a cool story about tequila coming up, right?
We got one right now.
Yeah, Wichita. What's the name of the company? Give this guy some pub, man.
Absolutely.
Good for him.
A gentleman by the, well, he's called the Tequila Fairy, Bryce Lobb. With his company, oh, I just had that and I lost it. I'm sorry. Look up Bryce Lobb, L-O-B. Look up his company, the Tequila Fairy in Wichita.
I ain't taking some tequila from some fairy. Sorry.
He's a tequila fairy.
That had to be said.
He's using his company to drop off tequila bottles on the doorsteps of the unemployed. He says his company.
Is it? We have to, you're missing a tooth, though, right? On either bed, and tequila shows up.
I guess so.
I got into a drunken fight last night, lost three teeth. Cool, Tequila Fairy's coming.
His company is called Una Vida.
There you go.
One life.
Yeah, it's a good piece, man.
He says that they started this effort through a social media post. He served free alcohol to hundreds of residents, including bartenders, chef, and business owners. Those who have been served tell media outlets it's nice to know that they are not alone. He's basically,
what
generally happens is if you are out of work, due to the coronavirus, and I think but not sure, generally in the restaurant or beer industry, industry, and you just send them a note, send them a direct message
DM, yeah,
saying, hey, I'm out of work because of the corona. I work at a restaurant. How about a little love? He'll drop off a bottle of tequila and a nice little note that says thank you.
That's great.
The story was cool, but I really, when I first heard the story you were talking about, I thought he was just finding out people were unemployed and just went and dropped them off. I'm thinking there's some recovering alcoholics unemployed all of a sudden.
Right.
Ding dong. Whoa.
Thank you, God.
But it's actually people DMing them. Okay, cool, man. Yeah.
I think you have to request it.
Cool story.
Yeah, you do have to request it. But it's a spirits company. They make this stuff.
Yeah.
Right. And he's on Twitter, at Bryce Lobb, L-O-B.
Yeah, it was very cool. Thank you.
Yeah, we love the Tequila Fairy.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
We love the Beer Fairy.
The Vodka Fairy.
We love the Bloody Mary Fairy.
The Margarita Fairy.
We love the Margarita Fairy. The Watermelon Margarita Fairy.
Yeah. What'd you drink this weekend there, Nick?
I had rum.
Rum, okay.
Had some wine.
Yeah, excellent.
I had some of the beer from the Beer Fairy.
Yep. I drank tequila, vodka, and beer this weekend. It was that order. No, it was tequila, beer, then vodka. Not one night. There were three separate nights.
On Sunday, my wife was like, you drank a lot of that rum. I was like, well, yeah.
I love that. I
sure did, didn't I?
I get that too. I've gotten that. Are you drinking again?
So I've long reported that a handle of Tito's will last me 5 days.
Right.
However, when Christie's bartending, a handle of Tito's will last me 4 days.
Oh, wow. She's going to have to step up her bartending then. Yeah.
So I did
bartend more often.
A couple of nights. One night I did peanut butter whiskey and beer because I only had a half a bottle of peanut butter whiskey. Yeah. So needed to toss a couple beers on top of that.
Right. half a bottle.
You did a half bottle of that?
Yeah.
How bad's the hangover on that? Because I'm afraid to drink more than one big glass of that stuff because it's too good. It tastes too good.
My tolerance is through the roof. So
yeah, I know.
No hangover. Right.
I still think this is just her way of keeping you from coming on to her.
You're right.
If I keep him drunk enough, he knows it ain't going to happen.
Or maybe that's when he does it more often and, you know, she's looking for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has not resisted my advances.
Yeah, that's it, Craig.
Because, yeah. Right. She, yeah, he's not stepping up enough, so she's got to get him drunk and take advantage of him.
Yeah, but if she's pouring him heavy, then he might, he, you know.
He's half-chubbed,
she's keeping
too.
Him too drunk.
When he's drunk, he's half-chubbed coming at you. I know.
Okay. You say that like it's a bad
nobody
thing.
Nobody wants a half-chub. You want a full-on sober chub. That's what I've heard.
Those are hard to come by sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, they definitely are. And women are going, yeah, they are. They're all in the car right now. Yeah, they are. I got a drunk chub I'm living with.
Fans can now rent the Blue Wahoos Stadium in Pensacola, Florida. That's the AA affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. They put their stadium up on Airbnb, $1,500 a night.
Well, that's cool. You
get not including additional fees.
Pick some dudes and play some baseball with each
up
other.
Up to 10 guests. Be okay. able to use the
guests,
field, the batting
guests.
Cages, and bedroom attached to the team's clubhouse.
That's a cool. It's a good way to get out.
It's yeah. one way to get yeah. something coming
I mean,
in.
I mean, we have a really beautiful AAA stadium
we
here.
We do.
That would be so cool to have that to yourself.
Yes.
You know?
Do you get full run of like one concession stand?
Yeah, I was going to say, I want the beer taps and the hot dog machine on.
Yeah. Oh, I'm making
and
some nachos.
Nacho
nacho cheese.
I'm making some nachos.
Yeah, the run of our stadium would be very cool.
Yeah, do you have access to the cheese?
Right.
Because it ain't ballpark nachos without that big can of cheese.
They right. should. They should just like one concession stand is open and available to you for
right.
whatever you want.
Right.
Go nuts.
Plus, there's you got a merry-go-round, everything. Get on the merry-go-round.
Another Craig wants to know if Wichita is a weed fairy.
I ain't getting any weed. No fairy. Oh, yeah, I am, actually.
Oh, yeah, bring him. I'll have him come over.
Well, you guys were visited by the weed fairy.
Oh, yes, we were.
In Wichita.
Oh, they deliver.
Apparently they exist.
They do exist.
But you got to lose a tooth or something for that,
yeah,
don't you?
No, it's a whole different
Yeah, same night, two different things.
Ah.
And thank you for that. Almost gotten that out of my memory.
If you lose that tooth, you have none. There's one. And you're right. It's never out of our memory.
No.
Because it's always bubbling right there.
No.
I did have a weed fairy visit fairly recently.
All right.
That was nice.
That is nice.
It's the only time in my that I can remember where I actually stepped back.
Oh, I know. No, I did. I did that once. I was in college, going to go visit a buddy of mine, and my buddy goes, "Hey, I'll just use the name Jim. Look, we always use Jim. Hey, Jim's got this. Okay, I'll change the name. Larry. Let's call him Larry. Larry's got this new girlfriend. We're going to his house probably to smoke weed. His apartment in college." And I go, and he goes, she's not pretty. I said, well, what do you mean? No, she's not pretty. I said, well, so what? Who cares? And he keeps really drilling into me. No, I'm being a total pig here.
So
this is my roommate saying she's really ugly.
You can't emphasize that enough.
You can't emphasize that enough. That, no, she's not. I said, well, whatever. I don't care. So I just want to tell you. So I opened the door, and I stepped back.
Did you make an audible? Whoa.
I did. And it was embarrassing for everybody involved. But I said, but I can't even explain why. And it wasn't like she was a big girl. It's just she was just something wrong. Her face was just really wrong.
Was she aware that you were recoiling because of her?
I think so.
She may have been used to it.
But, yeah.
But she just come off a supporting role in The Goonies? What happened?
I don't know.
You know.
It was just a weird. I'm thinking that when we left, I said, "Dude," he goes, "Well, I told you, I've been dude."
he told you 9 times, and you still didn't think that he'd emphasized it enough after meeting her.
And the second time when the
oh god,
the tooth came out.
Yeah. Hey, hi, how?
That's a pig thing. I'm sorry. It's a pig story, but all guys got them, and it's bad.
What had to be pretty hideous if you were warned and still surprised?
I was warned. I was wondering why he kept warning me.
Yeah. Like, dude, I get it. Like, dude.
Out of Oregon, state budget officials say that shelter-in-place policies and economic stimulus programs have kept marijuana sales, quote, quite strong during the pandemic so far. Actually, since the beginning of March, the sales of adult-use marijuana products are up 60% compared to a year ago in Oregon.
I saw a story.
They say that these increases are not only related to the stockpiling that consumers did after the policies were enacted, but they have continued through April and early May. There was the 420 bump in April, of course. They figured that, but underlying demand is up.
Do you think when the pandemic's over and there's a vaccine that people are going to question in general where they live, especially if you're young and you have options?
Yeah.
You think they're going to say, listen, life's short enough, and I realized that I was stuck in the house. I'm just saying anywhere you live, anywhere in the country, and you might not like, you're going to question that? Do you think people are going to question? They might not do anything about it, but do you think they're going to question?
Yeah, you're going to think about it.
I still think there'll be an uptick a little bit. We won't know.
Right. You're going to think about it, and you're going to run into the same problems that you are today.
Well,
I ain't got no money.
No, there's a reason you won't move. You have a job. No, I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about younger people that have free time, no kids, that kind of thing.
Yeah, the young, unattached, and able.
Right, because
probably, yeah.
That they sell weed necessarily, but, you know.
Everything.
The states that have legal weed are obviously a bit more progressive.
Right.
So that's what a young person might be looking at. I'd like to go someplace a little more progressive.
There's a brain drain in this state because of the Republican legislature.
Many people aren't just going to go to some place that they don't know anyone. If they know someone there, you're more likely to go there, whether it's family or friends whatnot.
Yeah. Now,
but when my son moved to Denver, he's not a pot smoker. So he didn't move there just because they have weed.
He
moved there because, first of all, he knew people there. And second of all, he knew it was a little more progressive than where he lived before.
Jeez. Low bar.
I thought of you. Yeah, it is a low bar. Todd, did you see the story I was going to tell you? I'm glad I remember this, though. Colorado doesn't want you right now.
Oh, no.
A whole story about
they don't.
Colorado does not want tourists. In fact, it's probably to the point where if you'd show up, they'd say, look at you and maybe beat the hell out of you.
Yeah.
Because they were showing all these places, not necessarily Denver, but all these places people go to, you know, whitewater raft, do things in the summer. They don't want you. I saw the whole story last
Small
night.
Small hospitals. So,
and we kept telling you to go camp there. Now they don't want you, so I wouldn't go if I were you.
No, the mountain towns.
They don't want you.
Don't want tourists because if somebody brings the virus in, they don't have the medical capacity to handle that.
Right.
So, yeah, they would just.
I was just in Steamboat last summer. That's the first time I've been in that area ever. And it was beautiful. Great summer vacation.
Yeah, but those towns especially.
They don't want you there.
Estes Park, Steamboat.
No, they don't want you.
Vail.
And if they find out you're not from there, they might just hang you from a tree or something, you think?
I would think would be okay if you didn't go into town. If you just stayed out.
They're going to know you're out there, though.
You contact one person that goes back into town and you have it.
The story starts. There was a sheriff. They did a story of a sheriff saying, no, he's just stopping people. Get out. You ain't from here. Get out.
Don't even get a ride to the other side of town.
Right, baby. Yeah. Right.
I had some friends of mine from Denver go out to Western Colorado this weekend, but you know he's got a big camper set up.
But if you still live in the state, they can't stop you.
Yeah, but they were discouraging that too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they wanted Denverites to stay in place. I don't know if they've loosened that a little bit, but they didn't even want you. You know, a couple of months ago, they didn't even want you going backcountry skiing.
Yeah, well, I was telling you that you should go there, just get out of town. But I saw a story last night. I thought of you. I said, man, they don't want Todd.
It would suck to get all the way out there and the sheriff's like, go back.
Yeah, hang on.
Please come to Denver, she said. Boy, would you come home to me?
But if you stay out of the restaurants and just go into the wilderness, I don't think
they're going to know you're up there. You know that guy up there?
They're not going to look for you.
They know he's there.
If you're just backcountry camping.
Now you got them outstate plates. They're just going to pull you over.
Oh, that's right.
Right there. Just pull you over. Nah, turn around, boy.
You're going to have to steal a car.
You're right. Good point, Nick. Steal a car. Once you get there.
You need Colorado plates.
Ditch yours and some weeds and steal a car, and you'll be fine. Except for that Grand Theft Auto thing.
Ah, you know.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.